Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go around the NFL in the loop style.
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
Brought to you by Quick Assist. Here's John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
I'm going to tell you all about how much fun you're going to have this season.
On Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're about to go around the NFL in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I do want to remind you that in the 12 o'clock hour, that we're doing our weekly $50 giveaway to Texas Star Grill Shops. So you'll want to make sure that you keep it locked right here, Sports Radio 610. And also, we will get you as soon as we can the updates as to what's happening practice-wise with your Texans, because we really want to find out what's happening with Mixon.
We need to find out.
I like that revision.
We must find out.
It is imperative that we find out. All right, I'm being a jerk.
Yeah,
I'm being the guy who knows he can utilize a thesaurus. All right, around the NFL, I do want to go to this piece of audio here. I want to start here because I am also curious as to what the actual you know what is happening here. Mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, meteorologist, goodness, and a story. Let's hear it.
This is my rookie year. We're playing the Jets on a Monday night, so we're doing a nighttime walkthrough Sunday night before the game. And he grabs all the corners and he grabs me and he says, hey, when we're running down this sideline, the way the wind pattern is in our stadium going towards the open end, the wind whirls like this. So the ball's going to look like it's going further than what it is, but it's going to hit that wind and it's just going to drop. So when you're running on this side, make sure you turn around and get your head back. And I remember sitting there like, really, dude, the wind pattern? And sure enough, I get a go ball on that side against Braylon Edwards. I turn and then I look back at him and then I remember like what Bill said. I turn my head back, ball drops right in my lap, get an interception. From that point on, there was nothing a guy could tell me that I would be like, nope, I believe in everything. I was drinking the Kool-Aid heavy after that.
That's Devin McCourty, one of the McCourty twins who honestly played a good a long time in New England under Bill Belichick. Oh, yeah, okay, that's a level of attention to detail that is required for X's.
That's
okay,
nerd level right there.
It's a different level. It's a whole different. Would you even think?
No.
You know, like, I wonder what the wind does down there. But Bill Belichick did.
Well,
I feel like the only people that focus on the weather is probably the kickers or something like
that. Yeah.
You wouldn't think a cornerback would have to focus on the wind and all that stuff.
Well, it's not even the idea of would you think that, because I do think that more people would come to that thought. It would just be a passing thought where you go, huh, okay, and you keep moving. Bill Belichick is
broke it down.
Let's go find out. How does that affect what's happening on the field?
And only on one play.
And he made it a coaching point.
A deep ball down that sideline in that stadium. and the dude got an interception. Like, this is where, you know, I get blown away by the preparedness sometimes, and I get blown away in a comical way sometimes, because they clearly prepare far too much, you know, for far too many silly things. But something like this?
Yeah, that's what? Exactly why he's a championship coach, man.
I was like, how silly is
little,
it, right?
Yeah, little stuff like that is why they are where he was at that time.
Yes,
man.
And I kidded yesterday, I think, about, well, now they're going to have to prepare with vomit on the balls. I wouldn't have been surprised if Bill Belichick did.
Yeah, Bill Belichick is football Batman.
Yeah.
Right? Bill Belichick got the kryptonite belt. He got, he has all of the contingencies.
Yeah.
In place, because that is the kind of maniac that he is.
It's unbelievable.
Football maniac.
Yeah.
So, shout out to Bill Belichick. Shout out to Devin McCourty for a fantastic story. And really, it's not just about Bill Belichick. I did want to make it about the greatness that is required, because I was listening to, and I probably should have gotten the audio of this, DeMar DeRozan talk about his time with Greg Popovich in San Antonio and the ways in which they'd come in and for a film session, and a lot of times it wasn't necessarily basketball. They'd be watching Happy Feet or something about or not necessarily Happy Feet, but a Penguin documentary or what have you. And just in order to get across some message, some idea to help them think in a different way. Yeah, man, these guys that do it at an elite level, they do it differently. And so,
good way to put it.
I can't wait.
He's just different.
I can't wait to hear about the various ways that that D'Amico Ryans does that. In fact, I believe actually Jimmy Ward was talking about a little bit of how D'Amico Ryans operates when it comes to coaching. So I do want to get to that at some point. Something else that happens with a lot of talk about Tua Tagovailoa after what was a really scary injury for him, especially when you consider his history with yet another concussion. He will indeed go to the injury reserve. He's going to the IR, so he's out for at least 4 weeks. I know a lot of people are like, oh, he needs to consider retirement. As of right now, he says that he is not going to go that route. But what that does put the Dolphins in place for is Skylar Thompson, who Mike McDaniel. There we go. There's a Mike McDonald. There's a Mike McDaniel. There's a Jaden McDaniels. There's a lot of Mikes and Mixons, those types of things in this league. So it takes me a second to make sure I get it right. But Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, said that they're going to go with Skylar Thompson. They bring in Tyler Snoop Huntley off of the Ravens practice squad. And so do you feel like that's the way that they go? It's just going to be Thompson and Huntley, and they're just going to rock with that until Tua comes back?
Yes, I do. But my thing when I saw this, as you just outlined, it's a football move. It's a decision to be able to make these moves that you just talked about. But I think it's kind of like a hidden value there. It's going to give Tua Tagovailoa that month, 4 weeks to really start thinking about this more seriously. You know, I think there's kind of a hidden value here. He knows how he feels. He's the only one that knows exactly how he feels. He knows he's getting information on what could happen. He knows he wants to have a family and grandkids and all that. So I feel like there's just a hidden value. I was like, good. When I saw this news, I was like, oh, good. Because at least he has another month just off on his own, doing his thing and trying to decide something that I think a lot of people, the majority of people, hope he decides. Not as a football fan, but just, you know, because it's life and death, man.
It's an interesting thing. I think a lot of people have talked about, especially pairing two of the major conversations that have been happening around the NFL over the last week or so. A lot of people have thrown up, well, if you're the Dolphins, would you maybe consider Bryce Young? And I don't understand that move at all.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh. No, the people are throwing Bryce Young to the Rams and all this other stuff. Come on, man. I mean, it's not
going
to happen.
He ain't going nowhere now.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah. A midseason trade for Bryce Young, one, you just accept that whatever the salary of that is of a first round pick, or of a number one overall pick, rather. But, I mean, what he is dealing with right now is a dude. He is a dude who does not look like he has the confidence and the capability of stepping in as a starting quarterback. That is why he's being benched. If that's the case, why would you be in a position of need and go, that is the guy that we're going to then add to the situation? In some ways, if you are making that move, it would be in a mindset of a development type quarterback, right? And this is not the way of doing that level of development in some way.
And I think Bryce Young is, now it might just be 2 years, but I think he's years away. I think it's that much damage, that much problem with the organization that drafted him, but we have to also remember, it's not, I think we all agree the organization didn't do him any favors.
No.
I think Dave, we all agree Dave Tepper is a huge problem. Dave Tepper probably had the biggest say, the only say maybe, in this decision. But it's not just the organization. Bryce Young has shown some shortcomings, you know?
Sure.
It's a little scary.
Pun intended?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Okay.
It's a little scary, too, because this is a whole new coach. This ain't, exactly. It'd be one thing if it was the coach that drafted him and he needed a fresh start.
Yeah.
This is his new coach.
And some people might say, well, that's part of the organizational thing because he's had to learn a new system
lack
and all
stability,
that.
Yeah.
But my point is, whether the organization doesn't have anything to do with you missing a simple out route by 2 yards.
Yes. I mean, not directly. Indirectly, yeah. you could point to the lack of confidence. I know that Daniel Jeremiah has talked about this. He was asked straight up the idea of, hey, man, Are you know, the tape that we're seeing from Bryce Young right now, does that look like the tape that you were grinding in the draft evaluation process? And he's like, absolutely not. The confidence that was there from Bryce Young when he was at Alabama is completely gone, right? And so those types of things are tough. And that was the processing and the mind was his supposed, like, superpower. If you're a number one overall pick, there's something that you bring, whether it's, like, Josh Allen level, in physical abilities, or whether it's, you know, arm strength or what have you, right? For him, it was supposed to be the kind of that processing and that ability, and that has been completely, worked out of him through that situation. But, Tua Tagovailoa goes on the IR. Bryce Young is not going to start this week. It'll be Andy Dalton, 36-year-old, in fact. Andy Dalton, well beyond his time of taking the Bengals to the playoffs. So best of luck to the Panthers in that regard, I guess. And due appreciation to this gentleman, the man that they call Emi at NRG Stadium, Ka'Emi Fairbairn, AFC Special Teams Player of the Week, as if there was any other choice.
I know. There couldn't have been any other choice, especially, I know it's a weak award, but especially when you saw him do what he did, backing up a similar performance in week one. But I go back to that 59-yarder that really was a difference maker, and just perfection and the confidence you have in him. We're not used to that either in these parts. We've had more than our share, as every organization has had, of, oh, I hate that kicker. Oh, I don't trust that kicker. We've had more than our share of that. the Randy Bullocks and all that stuff. But, Emi, the confidence level you have, well-deserved. And I got all the confidence in the world that he could do it again. It might be the difference again in another game that's going to be two defensive-minded teams, at least for through the first 2 weeks, keep teams low scoring, et cetera.
And that's the beauty of the way that all these things go in some ways, is that when you have a kicker with the expectations that you have, right, of being a team that's going to be in big games, whether, you know, late in the season, mm-hmm. the playoff, all those types of things, kickers can end up being the difference. We talked about dudes that end up being legends. Now, of course, I don't have to do the greatness evaluation, but there are so many kickers that come to mind in the likes of, we mentioned Justin Tucker, although he seems to be on a little bit of a decline. Yeah. Adam Vinatieri, there's a lot of guys that you could bring up that end up being the difference between a team achieving those goals and having success in those biggest games and maybe not necessarily being that. And Kyemi Fairbairns feels like he is in the legacy of, at least in the way that he's kicking right now, where he has the potential to be that for you. Another thing that happened during the, I do want to circle back around. If you did not hear it clearly, Kyemi Fairbairn, AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. Of course, 50 plus.
That's coming. No, I'm just kidding.
He might.
That's coming.
I mean, the 59 yarder that he had, it still had distance, still had leg.
Yeah.
This is a little bit of a record that has been set over the first couple of weeks of NFL season that is a down one. When we talk about, kind of rookies and quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Rookie quarterbacks set a record with zero touchdown passes in the first 196 combined attempts. Now, we talked a little bit about the offensive trend early, the fact that that's just down in general, and how maybe the run game is more available, but rookies are feeling this in a very big way. There's never been in the NFL history the first 196 pass attempts come and go without throwing at least one touchdown
pass. And to me, it's more of just a testament, a lesson. Like, when we were coming into this draft, this past draft, the things that were said about Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Bo Nix and J.J. McCarthy and Drake May and all those, Michael Penix, like, it was like all these guys, I remember having that conversation, they're not all going to be studs. You know,
no,
they're not all going to be studs. Well, right now, none of them are.
Yeah.
So, just a lesson about this pre-draft, scouting and stuff. Now, they might end up being, great, some of these guys, but just a lesson. It's a different world out here.
Yeah, especially in the way that the league is situated right now. It's tough. And I mean, some of this is also, I guess, in some ways expected, although I guess if it's a record, right, not necessarily. But you look at some of the teams that we're talking about here, like Caleb Williams is probably the one that's the most surprising, although when you look at the way that offensive line's blocking, maybe
right.
not, right? Drake May in that Patriots situation, he's not even playing. Jaden Daniels, maybe you look at that one, you go, maybe they should have been able to make something happen in some ways. But Broncos with Bo Nix, was that an offense that you were anticipating being like a high-flying one, right? Like, I think that some of this is you come into a team as a rookie quarterback. Usually that's a team that needs some level of fixing and getting to a better place.
Yeah, but, Caleb had the good situation that we've talked about. Bo Nix had the coach that we've talked about. Who knows with Jaden Daniels. But I like before the draft. And I still do think Jaden Daniels will probably be the best of the bunch.
Yeah.
Maybe Caleb Williams, but I still think it'll be Jaden Daniels.
So there you go. That's what's happening there. One more thing before we go. The Chiefs, after losing Isaiah Pacheco due to an injury, he goes to IR. They sign Kareem Hunt. They bring him back after he started his career there, if I remember correctly. And so the wheels just keep turning, huh, I guess?
Kareem Hunt, baby.
Yeah, man. Remember, he was a beast there.
He was.
And then he got into that situation that led him to ended up with the Browns.
The Chiefs are one of very few teams that can just say, yeah, we'll bring in Kareem Hunt, and nobody's going to blink.
That's what happens when you're a good team like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
You probably should blink.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
But nobody's going to blink.
Yeah, that's probably.
They don't care.
That's probably right. I mean,
they don't have to care.
A lot of these NFL teams don't really care for
people. Oh, for sure.
People did it with the Patriots.
But they can do it.
Yeah.
they can do it.
They can. So there you go. That's Around the NFL here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Still keeping an eye on the possibility of practice report information coming down when it comes to, the running backs for your Texans and possibly Justin Jefferson. We want to get some information there because that'll be very, very helpful, very instructive of what this week will look like when your Texans visit Minneapolis to take on the Vikings. But coming up next, I do want to talk about this with the offensive line, because the offensive line has not lived up to the fullness of the expectation that they have for themselves. How much progress is reasonable to expect from this offensive line going forward? We'll talk about it next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.